Now, artist Freeman White's home on Napier Hill is among those which have been badly damaged. A landslide crushed a portion of the building while he was on the roof clearing his gutters. He's been back to the property since then to survey the damage and joins us now. Hi, Freeman.
Hi there.
You've been back overnight. How's it looking?
Look, we were there yesterday. Managed to salvage some of our possessions. So that's, you know, that's a positive. To be honest, yeah, the slip's pretty terrifying. We evacuated immediately on Monday afternoon, evening, got the kids out of there as quickly as possible, and feeling pretty lucky to be alive, to be honest.
Is the home going to be salvageable?
Look, I'm the sort of person that I like to see the positive side of things. It's pretty hard to see a positive in what's happened in my house, but... I'm confident that we can fix it. I think it's really important now. The biggest issue we've got is the slip has basically engulfed the entire back section of my house, including the house itself. It's up to the roof where I was cleaning out the guttering, as you said. Basically saved my life doing that, being up high enough. So, yeah, it's a big job. We've got to get some geotech reports back on the stability of that bank. But, yeah, I don't know. We've got a long road ahead of us, but I think we can do it.
And you've got, you're being well looked after, though. You've got places to stay and that sort of thing?
Look, there's something I really want to say. We've had a lot of media attention on us. Obviously, our story, you know, is pretty crazy. Definitely not trying to downplay that, but there are a lot of people that are hurting. There are a lot of people that are suffering in Napier. There's people that have had their houses destroyed by flood water and lost everything. So, you know, our hearts go out to everyone that's suffering. It's not just us. We've got family networks that have just been amazing. Our neighbours have been incredible. I mean, neighbours of mine that had a slip on their own property, they've been up there yesterday helping me all day, and just the selfless outpouring of generosity from people in the community and people that I didn't even know personally until yesterday. It's so humbling. It makes you realise, you know, just how good people can actually be. So we want to move on. We've had this horrific experience, and we're just really like taking it day by day. We're trying to look to the future, and I'm just so grateful for all the help that we've had and all the outpouring of sympathy that we've had and messages from everyone. So
yeah, well said. Well said, Freeman. The your street, and you mentioned your neighbours. Are other houses in similar situation? And what's the, I guess, the medium to long term situation there with that hill?
Yeah, I mean, it's there's been quite a bit of devastation on Brewster Street itself. Another friends of ours, Dan and Christina, who live just down the road, their place is flooded out terribly, so they've been evacuated. There's a big slip that closed the road, and actually when we were trying to evacuate the kids, we first ran down the down the hill and got in the car in the torrential rain, realised that the entire street was blocked by a massive slip. So, that whole process was pretty harrowing. I think, the council have come, they've managed to clear the majority of the slip over the road, but there are definitely residents on our street that aren't able to return to their houses. I'd say that the slip on our property is major, so it's pretty much, it's probably the biggest one on the street. Not trying to downplay the damage that anyone else has suffered at all.
Sure. But, and you'll have insurance. Well, obviously this is an act of God, but you're insured.
Yeah, I mean, luckily my policy was up to date. Unfortunately, I never foresaw anything like this happening, so we didn't have any contents insurance. We have got insurance that I've been in contact with my insurance broker, and the underwriters have contacted me yesterday. So it looks like we're covered for hopefully for the damage to the house itself. As I said, we managed to salvage some of our possessions yesterday with the help of so many incredible people. So we're feeling a little bit better about that. Kids have got some of their familiar toys and their clothes and stuff like that. So, it's a big step forward. I think the biggest thing is EQC obviously got to come to the party and assess that slip. So that's the next step forward.
Bit of work to do there. Freeman,
there's a lot of work to do there.
Thank you very much for talking to us this morning. Freeman White there, whose home has been badly damaged on Napier Hill.